Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, April 19th, 2015. Pastor Paul Tolberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Easter. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're looking at the book of Psalms, one particular psalm, Psalm 23, written by one particular prophet by the name of David, who is also a king and a poet and a warrior. The Lord had made him a king, knowing that he was a shepherd, knowing that he had no skills at leading, knowing all those things about him, and yet what happens is when the Lord chooses somebody, the Lord enables somebody. When he called me to faith, I had no faith. I was always fighting against him. But when he said, I want you to believe, hear the good news and believe it, he enabled me to believe this good news. And what's the good news? The good news is that although I am a sinner, although the whole world is condemned by sin, yet the Lord in his great mercy took care of my problem. I didn't ask him. I didn't invite him. He just came. He came into the world as a little baby. He grew up perfect, never had a single thing go wrong. And then after doing nothing but good things for 3 years of public ministry, he was crucified outside of Jerusalem on a cross. And they quickly buried him in a tomb. And then on the Easter morning, everything changed. He came back to life again. He spent the next several weeks making sure that his disciples knew it was him. And that's what we're going to be looking at in Psalm 23 as we look at us to be confident. To be confident because the Lord has a continual care for his people. A continual care. Let's review Psalm 23, shall we? Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. That's where we are right now. You're saying, wait a minute, Pastor, you said that wrong. It should be, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. We're going to get to that. There's two things that you need to know about goodness and love. They're following you. They're behind you. And goodness and love are sent by the Lord. Well, what does that mean? Most of my life, I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that, oh, goodness and love are following me all the days of my life. I gave no thought to it until you sit down and you look at those words and you look at this psalm, and what does this mean, surely goodness and love? The word for goodness is something that is inherently, intrinsically, to the very core of its nature, good. Not a speck of badness in it at all. Not even a tinge of wickedness or evil. Something that is inherently good and is being sent by God to me. Oh, that's all right. I like that. That's kind of like a review of the whole first half of the psalm. Surely goodness and love. The word used here is chesed. Oh, I'm sorry, but that is such a word. Most pastors, if you'd ask them, will tell you that they have been preaching on that word their entire ministry. Chesed means grace. God's unmerited favor, his undeserving love towards people who are just begging to be punished. Towards people who are rebelling against him. Towards people who are running away from him. God does not grow impatient or unkind towards us. He has chesed. He has love, an eternal love that is not rooted in our behavior. Thankfully, it's rooted in his character. A love that does not change. Faithful love. A loyalty that is beyond anything you and I have ever known. Sometimes you get a little bit close to it when you see how parents and children interact. Sometimes you get pretty close to it when on the battlefield you see one of the comrades see a grenade go down and throw his body on top of the grenade because he wants to protect his friends. Those are little pictures of what God's chesed is like. But the pictures are nowhere near the reality because God sent his one and only son so that we would not be condemned, but to save us, and not just us, the whole world through what Jesus did. Chesed. Wow, is there stuff in that? So goodness and love, grace, mercy, faithful love, this unbelievable kindness of God, surely goodness and love will follow me. I love explaining this in confirmation class and in Bible history class at school, as I'm able to share with them that I once played football. It's hard to believe, I know. If you know me as your pastor, you know that I've always been about 90 or 92 pounds. I can run very fast. That's because I can't stand my own. So I had to be able to run to get out of trouble. And because of that, I was once on an intramural team in college because, of course, I'm not good enough to be on a college team. So we all got together on this little scrub team, and we had intramural fine things, and it was just a lot of fun. And so the kids are all listening, and they say, oh, that's kind of cool, yeah. And then I said, what's the object of a football game? And they're looking at me like, haven't you heard Coach Lombardi? You know, first of all, this is a football. It's a basic thing. And then what you do, if you have the football, you take it to the other goalpost, cross that line, and you get points for your team. And people will throw you that football. And you will catch that football. And then I ask, what do you do when you catch the football? I caught the football. And they say, no, Pastor, you take the football, you tuck it in, and you run like crazy. Well, why am I running? Well, there are people out to get you. Oh, if I run fast enough, they'll not get me, huh? Well, no, they always get you. They always get you. Goodness and mercy will follow me. The word follow means to pursue. In the original language, it means you're toast. I'm sorry, goodness and mercy are going to catch you. They're going to tackle you. They're going to pile on top of you. Goodness and mercy. Did you hear that? It doesn't matter where you are in your life, where you are in your faith, where you are in your age. God is sending out his best tackles, goodness and mercy, and they're racing after you, and they're going to catch you. And you're going to get up, you're going to catch the ball again, start going again, and they're going to catch you again, again and again and again, the whole game of life long. Now, life is not a game. You know that. It's just a picture that it's a short time. And in that short time, God not only brings me to faith, he said, as long as you are here, whether that's just a few hours or a few decades or over 100 years, doesn't matter how long you're here, I'm sending out goodness and mercy, and they're going to pursue you, and you're going to get caught. Wow. Thank you, Lord. It's kind of like what happens with, if you know sheep, you might know someone who has a sheepdog. What's the cool thing about a sheepdog? A sheepdog is trained by the shepherd. And what does the shepherd do? He goes, whee, whee. He does a little whistle. I can't whistle, sorry. Can't block either, but, you know, can't whistle. But the shepherd with a little whistle, one little whistle, one tone will tell the sheep to go one way because the sheepdogs are going to come with that whistle and they're going to go on this side of the sheep and then they're going to go on the other side of the sheep and they're going to make sure that sheep gets to where the shepherd wants them to go. And they bark and they go nipping and they never attack the sheep. It's just that the sheep cannot get away from these pesky little sheepdogs. Try as hard as they can, they will not be able to get away from them. And that's how it is with us. We are sinners through and through. We constantly worry as if God, the Good Shepherd, is not taking care of us, as if God doesn't know, as if God hasn't seen. The God who created time, who has already been to the future, checked it all out, and nothing happens to us unless God says, it's got to be for your eternal good. Wow. That same Lord God is my shepherd. Oh. What an amazing God we have. Surely goodness and love will pursue me, will follow me all the days of my life, not just every now and then. When you talk to Christians who have been around a little bit, you'll find that some of them have gone through periods in their life where they were just straying so far from God because they were trying to get away from God. Don't act shocked when you hear that from an older Christian's lips. Wait for the next part where that older Christian will tell you, but God is amazing. He brought me back. The reason for that is goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let us live. Amen.